B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 5 o'clock, Mike Mussinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, the notorious 5 o'clock hour is upon us. It's brought to us by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event for July. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com. Phil's Dodgers tonight. Big series for the Phil's. If they're losing 2 of 3, that game on Saturday was a maddening game. J.D. Hammer seemed to lose his magic yesterday. The bullpen's not coming through. Neris. Oh, well. We'll see what happens. But Sweet Pea Whitaker got killed by a car, man. Did you see that?
He was my. That's when I first started watching boxing, while everybody else was focused on Tyson and the other guys. I was a big Whitaker and Meldrick Taylor fan.
Yeah, Pernell Sweet Pea Whitaker on the Olympic boxing team, right?
Yeah, him. That was the best team ever.
Mark Breland.
I think Holyfield was on that same team.
Was he?
Yeah. I think he was lower at the weight at the time. I think they were all on that 84 squad.
I thought Mark Breland was going to be a major champion. He was long and lean. And then he went into the acting world. He's in a couple movies.
Oh, he was? I didn't know
him. Yeah, he was in actually had a big role in this movie called The Lords of Discipline.
Really?
Yes, it was like a... it was like Taps. It was like Military Academy type of movie. He was a cadet. But he was also in, he had small roles. He was in He Got Game, and he was in Summer Sam.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Small parts.
Yeah, but still.
He had a big part in Lords of Discipline, Mark Breland.
I never saw that, but yeah, sad day for...
It hit in an intersection.
Yikes.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back to the phones. Mike in Northeast. Mike, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mike.
What's going on, Mike? Hey, listen, I love you guys. I love the show. Natalie, Tyrone, guys do a great job. I see you every day. But, man, I got to call you out, Mike.
Go ahead, call me out.
Do this. But at the end of the Sixer season last year, you said if Ben does not come back with a jump shot.
I'm out.
You're out.
Yeah. But now they signed him to a long-term deal. So what do you want me to do? I can't be out. He's going to be here for a really long time.
I knew you'd find a way.
Well, what do you want me to do? He's in. I might be out. I might lose my loyalty to the guy next year if he doesn't take a jump shot. But he's going to be here forever.
It's all love, though, now, today.
That's not love at all. Where do you hear love? I'm going crazy that he's not playing for Australia. What love?
I love you, dude, but come on, man.
Wait, Tyrone. Have I given Ben love today for not...
No.
I'm saying he's missing out on an opportunity to rehearse his jump shot in the FIBA competition.
He needs a 10-footer at the very least.
Well, what do you think I've been saying?
That's it. I mean, without that, I'm out, too. I don't care if he's signed for 5
Why are you hammering me today? What's the hammer for?
Just because. You were so out at the end of the season. Now it's,
I get emotional, too, just like you.
I
love the kid. I want the kid to be the best Ben. And he's not going to be the best Ben until he shoots a jump shot.
I agree.
All right. Get out of here. It's going to Andrew in Phoenixville. Andrew, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Andrew.
Mike, how are you, Mike?
What's going on, Andrew?
Like, I have to talk about the Phil's minor leagues for a minute, if I might, Ben. Mm-hmm. I don't understand. How is it possible that they have the cupboard is totally bare, like you said?
I don't know.
All the pitchers that they promised were going to be good, like Daniel Santos and Ranger Suarez, stop with it. They stink. If I got to hear about these guys, and like you said, they don't draft any pitchers. I'm like, I don't understand. Who's in charge of scouting? They got to go. Whoever it is, they got to go.
Well, it's the guy. Like the guy is like the Braves guy. What's his name? Almarez, something like that. He came from the Braves. They were supposed to be an upgrade.
Since Utley and Howard.
Well, that was the Ed Wayne regime.
And then the
Ruben Amaro regime.
This is impossible, Mike. Seriously, Mike, am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. It's amazing how bereft they are in their minor leagues with prospects right now.
Okay, and as far as McPhail goes, to spend like 300 and some million in the offseason, and now be like, oh, you know what, we're just going to like shit bet. That's a grace. And they shouldn't even charge for the product they're putting on the field right now, Mike. We don't even compete.
Yeah,
and the bullpen every night is the same problem.
Yeah.
They screwed Nolo the other night. I feel bad for him. If I was a pitcher, I'd never come out of game. You can't.
Well, I mean, you can't overwork the guy. He said they did pitch him 117 pitches.
And, Mike, they scouted Stroman yesterday. What's the chances they actually get Stroman from Toronto, Mike? Any shot?
According to McPhail, they don't want to go all out to do something like that.
So we'll see what happens. Hard then, Mike, because I'm so annoyed. Because I love baseball, Mike. I love the Phils. And I hope Simmons works on his shot and he comes back good like you said.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, we got nothing.
I hear you, bro.
All right,
man. I'm just trying to. How many rounds of the Major League Draft?
It's a lot of rounds.
Yeah, how many? Like, what's the number of rounds? Do we know? It's like, it's more than, is it 40?
It might be more than that.
It used to be more than 40. I think it's now the capped at 40. But, all right, let's just say it's 40. Like, they're adding 40 players a year. And that's not even the Latino players they sign. So let's just say they're adding 60 players a year.
Yes, 40 rounds.
40 rounds?
Plus compensatory picks.
Okay, so let's just say they add 60 players a year.
Okay.
All right, so how long have these guys been in power?
I think this is 4 years.
4 years. All right, so 4 times 60.
240 players.
Is 240 players.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how many prospects of the 240 do they actually have?
Well, Kingery got to did they draft Kingery? Or was that the previous regime and then he came up?
I'm not sure whether they drafted him.
Because he's a little bit ahead, probably, of what they thought.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd have, because they didn't draft Hoskins, right? No, they wouldn't have drafted Hoskins.
No, my point is, if you're replenishing your system with that many players a year, don't you have to, by accident, draft some dudes that'll make it?
But that also leads to question of development. How come the Yankees and the Red Sox, for example, when they get guys, those guys find a way? Is it just because they always hit on talent, or do they do a better job developing guys?
It goes hand in hand, I guess. Kingery was drafted in the second round, 2015. So is that their draft? I guess it is.
19, 18. So no.
No?
No.
It's not their draft?
No, I think they're 16, 17, 18, 19. I think that's what it is.
All right. Let's go Israel in Elkins Park. Israel, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Israel.
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
What's going on, Iz? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Listen, I'm all in on Ben Simmons. I know we're all frustrated about the jump shot. But the way that I'm looking at the Sixers, I think the Sixers are still going to the NBA Finals because the best team that competed against us is Milwaukee, and they don't have any experience, and their second-best guy is Milton.
I agree with you, by the way. I think that if Ben, even if he doesn't come back with a jump shot, the Sixers are still good enough to win the East.
Still good enough to win the East.
Yes.
So I'm not going to get myself too concerned about that. And if they play against any one of these teams, these top 10 teams in the West, they'll beat them too.
I don't know about that. We'll see about that. See, the only thing I want is the best Ben Simmons. I want a superstar Ben Simmons. I don't want a guy who, he's great, but he doesn't shoot a jump shot.
Mike, we both want the same thing. Let me get to the Phillies. The Phillies problem is they're all underperforming. I really can't believe the Phillies management for this.
Mm-hmm.
Segura, all of those guys that we got, we're supposed to be better than what they was. Start with Bryce Harper. So they all are underperforming massively.
Yes.
As far as my Philadelphia Eagles, I woke up the other day thinking about Nick Foles and how he delivered this city. Since the Super Bowl, when you did a show on this, I don't get as angry.
Yeah, I think you're in the majority.
I'm telling you, because every time you talk, because I talk a lot of trash. Anytime you talk, they say you never won a Super Bowl. And when Nick Foles and the Philadelphia Eagles won that Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
it was like somebody took the 18-ton gorilla off my back.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. See, the Eagles, I can feel this now. Even the Eagles are supposed to be really good, right? Now, there would normally be an Eagles obsession. Here comes a Super Bowl year. But yes. It's like people are just waiting for it to come. It's not the anticipation's not there
we're
yet.
We're at ease. Carson Wentz, and even though Nick is gone, Carson Wentz is going to have to win 5 Super Bowls to equal to what Nick Foles has done.
I don't think about that.
Because
How's everyone doing?
Stop. Let's not get carried away. Carson Wentz could have done the same thing. Come on. Carson Wentz had that team rolling.
Michael. Nick Foles got ice.
Listen, I know you want to give Nick Foles some credit, but come on. Carson Wentz has to win 5 Super Bowls to be equivalent to what Nick Foles does. That's ridiculous. He wins 2. He's ahead of Nick Foles.
And he's getting one this year.
You think he's going to get one this year?
I really do. I think this is a Super Bowl year. I'd be shocked. I already can't wait. I already set aside time. For us, because we got to go. I'm going to have to talk to my Sixers outsiders because we're going to the Super Bowl. And isn't it in a good city this time instead of Miami? I think it's back to Miami. I had to check, but it's definitely a better city than Minneapolis. So it's going to be great.
Yes.
It's going to be great.
Minneapolis is fun.
I didn't get to go.
Yeah, you didn't miss anything.
I still wanted to go.
You didn't.
No, you would have liked it. You've been bringing your furry hood.
Yeah.
Yeah, walking down the street, getting blasted by blizzards.
Yeah.
Let's go, Earl and Cherry Hill. Earl, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Earl.
Good afternoon, Mike.
What's going on, Earl?
Congratulations, Natalie and Tyrone, your success.
The magazine covers. Meanwhile, I'm walking the dog tonight, in case you're interested.
Hey, look, you mentored him, and, you probably followed your lead. That's all good.
It's fantastic for him. Look at magazine cover, man. Think about that.
You get the credit for their success.
They can frame that thing. It'll be there forever for their grandchildren.
So can I play Fantasyland hypothetical?
Certainly.
Chris Paul buys out. They buy out 2 years of his 3-year, $120 million contract. He signs a veteran's minimum, and he steps in and plays for the Sixers.
Why do you want that?
Because he's a stud. I mean, he could be a backup point guard. He could be a shooter at the end of the game.
It doesn't fit. You know it doesn't fit. Come on. Yeah, Ben Simmons with the ball in his hand. So you're bringing Chris Paul?
Chris Paul to come off the bench.
Chris Paul's not going to be interested in coming off the bench for anybody. Come on, Earl.
He
wants to win. He's going to take a veteran minimum to come off the bench in Philadelphia. Seriously?
He gets his $80 million, and he gets to play in a winner.
You got
to
get that thought out of your head, or else it's not going to happen.
Oh, you're killing me.
Yeah, killing you. Come on. Let's go to Jeff and Ambler. Jeff, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jeff.
Hey, Mike, we're going to get Chris Paul?
No, we're not getting Chris Paul.
That's unbelievable. Hey, listen, I agree with what Tyrone said in the beginning of the show. I think King Green's got to be moved out of the one spot.
Who do you put in there? That's the problem.
I know. I don't love Cesar, but Cesar's their only.
They've tried two other guys. It didn't work.
I agree, but Cesar did it better than Scott. Scott was hitting 350 in the 6-hole. He wouldn't try for a week.
Yeah, and when they moved Hernandez his average plummeted.
It did. I know, but then he came back. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. But I think Kingery's got to be moved down in the lineup. I really do. Even though it'll lick since I put him in the one.
If he continues struggling, I think they'll have to do it. I agree with that. They may have to go back to the old standby. Hernandez.
I have an observation for you. Yes. I agree with you. I agree. A couple weeks ago, you said when Tom McCarthy flips it over to Murphy, he says, all right, now down to Greg Murphy. Murph?
Yeah.
He stopped doing that right after you said that.
Did he stop it?
I swear. He did it the next night, and then after that, he hasn't done it since.
I haven't noticed.
I noticed,
sometimes you don't even know you're doing it. I do it all the time when I go to a caller.
Well, when you say
let's go to Jeff and Ambler. Jeff?
Yeah. And then when you're done a call, you got it. You say you got it.
Yeah.
At the end of the call.
Exactly.
You always do that.
Yeah.
But I wish Andy McPhail would listen to you like Tom McCarthy does.
Well, I wonder if the next time I see McCarthy, I'll have to ask him.
Watch the game tonight.
Stop it, because all right, I'll watch the game tonight.
Yeah, he'll say now down to Greg Murphy.
All right,
so funny he cut it out after one night.
I didn't want to have that influence.
So, and I also wanted to tell you, I don't know if you're an ELO fan. They're fantastic Saturday night, unbelievable.
Who?
ELO.
ELO.
They were great. Well, oh,
it's out of my wheelhouse, bro.
ELO.
I don't go back in the archives.
I like ELO.
What was I watching last night? The destruction of Motley Crue. What channel is that on? One of my junk channels.
Oh, wait. Was it the Netflix documentary?
No. It was an hour show, like on a Reels type of channel.
Yeah, probably. And what was it? It was about Motley Crue?
Yeah, it was the destruction of Motley Crue, like how the whole thing busted up.
And yeah.
The problems that they had at the end.
I'd say.
And when they got to be sober, Vince Neil was the only one that didn't go sober, and they became miserable people when they were sober.
Yeah, and they couldn't play together.
They fought each other.
I know.
They were in ill humor all the time.
Yeah.
That is weird, because everybody...
And Vince Neil got kicked out of the band.
He did.
Yeah.
It's got to be weird.
He couldn't write, apparently. He had to have everything written for him. Like, he never contributed anything.
He just sang.
Yeah, he never wrote a thing, never like had a musical thing, got an attribution. So they got tired of it.
You were in the 80s, Mike, in your younger days in the 80s, when things were a little bit more wild, like during that time.
Uh-huh.
I bet you there's a lot of people who were always under the influence of either drinking or drugs when they're around people, and they were never around them sober. And I can imagine once you got sober, it's almost like you didn't know the person. Because if you're always drinking and drugging around each other, then you're sober, you probably don't even know what to say to one another.
That's how they lived.
That's what I mean.
That's how those guys lived.
I can totally see that happening just beyond a band, just that whole 80s.
Yeah, and then the follow-up was Heather Locklear.
Yes.
The destruction of Heather Locklear.
And Tommy Lee.
Yeah, but who else was she involved with?
She was married. She's
a couple rockers. She was with Richie Sambora.
Yeah, she was with Tommy Lee, and then she was with Richie.
Yeah, she loved their rock. Listen with these, these rock chicks.
What do you
like
mean?
Kate Hudson's that way too. It's like rock singer to rock singer.
Yeah, I mean, there's something appealing about rock singers.
Well, just the same kind of thing like with the pro athlete.
I like musicians.
Women?
Kind of, yeah.
Oh, no, nah. You gonna load his amp for him after the show? You gonna load the amp? You gonna load the amp? Come on, Nat.
All right, let's go.
I'm not loading any amp.
Uh-oh, it's Euro John checking in. Euro John! Give me a tale about the kid from Greece.
Did you check out the video I sent you?
No, I missed it. I didn't check it out. I was busy this weekend.
Whatever. I'm going to tell you to check out Takanopopoulos. But anyway, he should be the NBA. I want to talk about Ben Simmons.
Yes.
Now they're giving him $170 million, giving $180 million to Tobias Harris.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they have a scout, J.R. Holden, right? He played in CSKA Moscow. This FIBA thing is kind of crazy. I wrote a couple things. The naturalized citizen rule is a joke. J.R. Holden hit the game-winning shot, step-back jumper, with Andrei Kalinka watching him against Pau Gasol, Ricky Rubio at Eurobasket. To me, they're allowed one American player on each team. Now, Lithuania, Greece, Argentina, Mexico, Puerto Rico, Serbia, they haven't fallen in for the joke, but Russia, Turkey, they got American players on there. They take half their shots. How are the point guards in these countries supposed to get better when you put an American point guard who played in this country and they put like a Russian shirt on them?
You're a judge. I hear your angst, but what's this have to do with Ben Simmons?
J.R. Holden played with that guy, Papa Lucas. Remember I called you years ago and I told you this guy, Jason Kidd.
You're all over the place. What do you want to say about Ben Simmons?
Ben Simmons, J.R. Holden's a scout for the Sixers. He played with Papa Lucas. So did Trajan Langdon. Trajan Langdon tried to warn Mike Krzyzewski about this point guard. He couldn't really shoot, The Sixers just signed Papa Lucas as a coach. Give him like $500,000 a year.
I have no idea what he's talking about. John, you tease me with Ben Simmons, and then you're going J.R. Holden and Papadopoulos. What was it? You got to conjoin the thoughts.
I think he meant
what?
All the gobbledygook. That if they hired now rather than a Euro player, if they hired a Euro coach, that would be able to better utilize, because what he still believes is that, because he's also a Brett Brown hater mixed with a Euro guy, he thinks that Brett Brown doesn't best utilize his guys, and if he hired a Euro coach, they would use Ben better without his jump shot.
It's fascinating to me how loyal he is to the Euro cause. It really is. It's like his whole world revolves around the Euro culture player.
It's the oddest thing in the world. America keeps on winning, and he keeps looking to an inferior product to tell us what's better.
But the inferior product, in his mind, is actually better than the NBA product.
Right, and meanwhile, we get a good Euro once every 4 years. You get a Luka, you get a Dirk, but then how many other Euros do you get that can't play at all?
A lot.
That's what I mean. You only get one every 4 years.
Right. We're coming down to home stretch. I mean, I love Eurojohn, but come on, brother. You got to like zero in on a concept for me. It's the Mike Missanelli Show right here on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBA, and NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Missanelli Show. 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 5:30 on the Mike Missanelli Show. If you want to climb in the last few moments of this show, you can. 610-622-0975. Time for the final Twitter poll. Brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons Intentional Landscapers. If you're looking to repower a zero turn or a walk behind mower, Moyer has the best deals around for an edge replacement in stock. Visit paulbmoyer.com. For details, Natalie.
Final trumpets today. Over 1,100 votes on this poll. Are the fans being let down by the Phillies front office? 85% say yes, 15% say no.
All righty. Thank you very much. I can ask you if this is a violation. No, it's not a violation, but it's kind of weird. You get the corporate email about the softball game?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, listen, there's a select group of people here.
Chaz, I think I'm okay. I had a bite right.
What was that? there's a softball team. Like, it's the Beasley softball team.
Right? Yeah.
And they're in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So a corporate email goes out, stop by and cheer on your team.
Mm-hmm.
For the Beasley softball team. I mean, seriously?
What?
You're all sweetness and light. But Tyrone, this is like Tyrone the cynic. Would you go? Come on, man.
Yeah, I'm not.
Like, do you have to beg for people from the company to come out and see your stupid, you know, like your little beer league softball team?
They're in the playoffs.
I get it, but come on.
The other part is we're off on an island.
We are.
The music stations, they're very close.
Yeah, that's why.
To each other.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
They're all like best friends over there.
Yeah, apparently the other stations are like super close and we just kind of...
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they hang out.
They do hang out.
All the time and stuff. So this is just another... Hey, we had so much fun last week, guys. Let's keep it going at the softball game.
They have ice cream and like hang out together and play games.
They do fun
like office stuff.
It comes down to it. I mean, you two are on a magazine cover. I got nothing going. I might as well go out and go, yay, team.
There you go.
Right. Yeah, where's the game?
You should probably be the coach, Mike. You should probably be the coach.
Hard drive and coach some of those pure music cluster people.
They start too early.
That's why none of us can play in the league, except for Sal Chunas used to play in it.
Oh,
but now he has the Fanatic Baseball Show.
Wait, and honestly, we normally don't get to take a part of these company things because we're on the air. So the whole company went to the Phillies game last week. We couldn't go. That's why we don't, you know about all this stuff, really, because our time slot excludes us from it. Unintentionally.
All right. Well, I guess it's very together.
Go Bulldogs.
Yeah. Go Bulldogs. All right. So of all the stuff we talked about today, the most feedback I got lately was the guy who called, the caller who's trying to get his mother to turn down the volume, and he yells at her, "Turn off the TV, Ma!" And people loved it. So we got an encore presentation of Turn Down the TV, Ma, right? This is what? The actual caller?
No, I thought you wanted the thing from the movie.
No. What the actual caller?
We're not going to be able to get that.
Oh, we're not going to be able to get that?
No.
Oh, this is the thing from Wedding Crashers?
Yes.
Oh, the meatloaf?
That's what I thought you wanted.
No. I wanted the call. People want to hear the caller again. But all right, this is what it sounded like. A lot of people were saying it sounded like the scene in Wedding Crashers with Will Ferrell. Yeah, Will Ferrell. All right, go ahead.
I will have some meatloaf. Let's have some meatloaf. You want some? I need to go. Hey, Mom! The meatloaf! We want it now! The meatloaf!
All right. So the guy was saying, Ma! Turn on the TV!
She did sound just like that.
She doesn't hear too well. All right, let's go. John in Northeast. John, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. John.
Mike, I live with my mom, too, and I'm a grown man, but she ain't around.
Well, listen, I don't. Whatever. I mean, I just thought it was funny. He's yelling, Ma, turn up the TV!
Mike, can we get rid of Andrew Knapp? He's the worst hitter in the history of baseball.
Yeah, I don't understand it, frankly. Well, I feel sorry for the kid. But he needs to be a Triple A.
There's got
to
be somebody.
Yeah, there is. They have a really good. They just released the guy that brought up with Brantley was more of a veteran player. They just designated him for assignment. So Davy Grion is the only catcher they have in Triple A right now. So that's probably why they didn't bring him up.
They're terrible. You think they should trade Cesar? I mean, you probably don't get nothing for Franco, but
would I make Kingery my everyday second baseman?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the problem is then you got outfield problem.
Oh, well, they stink.
No, that's
somebody.
What I'm saying. They have to add an outfielder before they can make Kingery the everyday second baseman.
They got Roman Quinn. I mean.
Yeah, they all have. Yeah, okay. Come on.
He looked good like 2 years ago. He looked okay.
Where did he look okay?
He was hitting a little bit. I mean, he's like a 5-tool player. He just can't hit.
He's a what?
He's like Michael Bourne.
He's a 5-tool player without Who? 4 tools.
Michael Bourne.
Yeah, Michael Bourne.
Like a field team, that was a good play. I should give the guy a little credit.
Michael Bourne was turned into a pretty good major league player when he got.
Really?
When he went to.
I mean, obviously, at this point, they're coming in third. So, I mean, I don't know. But what do you do? I mean, who can you?
I think they owe the fans to go out and try to improve this team, and I don't care what he says about their prospects. If he doesn't want to trade Alec Boehm, okay. But then you can make other deals to fortify this team. You can't send Arrieta out there every fifth day anymore. They have one starting pitcher. It's ridiculous.
He's good though. The one guy is good.
Yeah, but he can't pitch 5 days.
No, sadly you can't.
You owe it to your fans to make this team better no matter what it takes. And if you don't want to trade Boehm, then don't trade Boehm. But trade everybody else. Like
with Nick Pivetta and Vince Velasquez and all this stuff.
Those guys don't have any value. But you're going to have to come get creative. You have to improve this team in some form, starting pitching. You need an outfielder. You need a starting pitcher. Let's go to Ken in Allentown. Ken, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ken.
If you don't want to trade Boehm, then don't.
Yeah, I was just curious about who Ken,
turn off your television, please.
Okay.
But you're going to have to come.
It's off.
All right, go ahead.
No, my only concern was is Ben Simmons. They spend about 50% of the show talking about Ben Simmons.
Okay. You're on the air now, by the way.
Really? Wonderful.
Yes.
Well, anyway, that's all I can say about it. His show. I'm watching it on TV usually. Right.
Well, we appreciate that. But now, what did you want to say about Ben Simmons? Or you think we're talking too much about Ben Simmons?
Exactly.
What do you mean?
He must be some super athlete in the whole Philadelphia area. That's all they talk about.
You're talking to the people who you're talking about, so you don't have to call us a day.
Right?
You're actually on the air now, Ken, right? You know
that's
that?
Fine. That's
okay,
fine.
Okay, now what is your beef with us talking about Ben Simmons?
I said it's too much. There's so much other Philadelphia athletes to talk about. They spend 50%.
All right, well, who else would you like to talk about, Ken?
The Phillies.
We've been talking about the Phillies all day.
Well, yeah, off and on, but they keep getting Ben Simmons in between.
Turn your TV back on. Put it on now for me. All right, you got TV back on because I want to hear the reverb in the background.
Okay.
All right, Put it on. Put it up real loud.
I'm trying. I'm trying.
Come on, man.
Mike,
what is going on?
Oh, my God.
Poor Ken.
Help me out. John in the Northeast. John, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. John.
Hey, how's it going, Mike? How are
What's
you
up? Doing? What's up, John?
I just want to first and foremost say thank you. And second, as far as the trade deadline going on in MLB, who you think they're going to get as a closer or a reliever?
The Phillies?
Yes, sir.
I have absolutely no idea. The closer is like way beyond what I think they need. They need a starting pitcher before they need a closer.
All right, well, I don't know exactly who they have in mind to get a closer, though.
Well, they think they have a closer now. He's not the best, but it's not a position that they need. That they need a starting pitcher more than they need a closer.
Yes.
So that would be the first priority. They, you know, the closer is gravy as far as I'm concerned with this team.
Yes, sir. All right, well, that's all I wanted to say.
All right, man. Well, this show, really. I'll tell you what.
I'm going to pick it up.
What a head of steam that we had coming down the stretch here show.
Thanks to Tyler, we're going to pick it up. Right here. Hold on.
Well, who?
Thanks to Tyler, who's floating today. He's going to help us out right now with a little content. He's ready to roll.
Tyler? All right, go ahead. John in South Philly, you're on 97.5 FNAG. John.
Hey, Mike, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thanks, John. Do me a favor. Turn off the TV you got in the background.
I'm sorry. I'm listening to you.
Yeah, I get it.
I want to talk about Ben Simmons and Bryce Harper.
Yes, sir.
What do you think about this? What do you think about putting Realmuto third, Harper fourth, and Hoskins fifth?
Yeah, not a problem with that. Again, I can hear it. John, you got to do me a favor. You got to turn off the television.
It is off.
It's not off. I hear it in the background.
Mom, turn off the TV, Mom. I'm not on TV so loud.
All right. Okay, that's... I get you. That's awesome. All right. Wow. 5 o'clock hour never disappoints.
Sure doesn't.
Coming up next, it's Sound Off right here on 97.5 Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Missinelli Show. 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
All right, it's time for Sound Off. 610-771-9705. I guarantee you that no Sound Off call can be as entertaining as... Yama, turn on the TV! But we'll see what we have today. Sound Off, of course, is the line you call. You got something to say, record a message, whether it's love or hate. We may make it to the big show and make you a hero. Let's see what we got on Sound Off today.
Hey, man, I know the Phillies won yesterday. I was at the game Saturday. And I don't care what they do. They can't do enough this year to get this team over the hump. That pitching staff is horrendous. Relievers can't hold a game. Nola pitched a good game, and they blew it.
Well, that's why, in my view, that they owe it to the fans to at least try to improve it and at least try to make a shot at the wild card. I don't understand giving up, and if that's what they're thinking... They're taking liberty with their fan base. You just can't count on your fan base's loyalty by setting them up early on that we have a playoff team, then doing nothing to improve it, and then just throwing it into town, saying, well, wait till next year. Sorry.
What a weasel McPhail is saying in that brazing statement, kissing off the playoffs, which Middleton basically promised the long-suffering fans earlier this year. Reminds me of that movie, Eight Men Out, and better, Arnold Rothstein. Remember the scene with his getting on the boat, skipping the country after cleaning up and winning big, fixing the Black Sox scandal?
That was actually a pretty good movie. Yeah. All right, well, I don't know about Steve.
It was.
What?
Did he remind you, though?
No, it didn't remind me.
Yeah,
so
I didn't
remind me.
I don't see
that,
the correlation.
But no, he's like saying they're taking money and running, but they're not really running. They're just going back into their mahogany desk and a brass and their carafe of fine Louis XIII cognac.
Oh, you think he's a cognac man?
McPhail?
Yeah.
McPhail looks like either scotch or cognac man.
I see.
No, Mikey Mess. Totally agree with you about the screen in front of your face. Claustrophobic. But, you know, we're going to have to live with it because if it saves one person, it's a good thing.
Yeah, I guess you look at it that way. If it saves one person, it's a good thing. But all I'm saying is take into account that if you're going to have that netting, and unless the technology changes and you can see through the netting, but still, that's going to be odd because it's going to look like fish line. Reduce the seats from row 10 down because that net definitely impedes your view.
To all the Phillies fans who hopped on board number 12, TJ Rudy McConnell, beware. There's another one in town. He goes by Scott Kingery. Kingery was hitting 347 a month ago. Check out his average today. He can't lead off.
Yeah, he dropped 60 points, but here's the thing. Segura dropped 60 points this year, and Hernandez, when he got into that spot, dropped. So, well, I don't know what they're going to do with that leadoff spot.
Well, Mikey, Miss, what do you have to say about that loser McPhail's comments, huh? This guy, I've been telling you for how long now, needs to be fired. Him and Klentak need to go, and take Kapler with you, because you are the guys that hired this bum. What's your excuse now? Hey, if the season ended today, guess what? If the season ended today, we ain't in the playoffs.
Here's what I try to figure out, like his passion against McPhail. It's a lot of people in this state, when you get to that area, are Oriole fans. For some reason, it's more when you get down south, southern to York, but there are a lot of people for some reason are Oriole fans. That guy had to be a scorned Oriole fan when McPhail was the general
manager. And then he jumped back to the Phillies.
I think he likes the Phillies too, but I also think he's got some kind of Oriole brand on.
I think he said that.
Did he?
I think he said that at some point in
he's always said
criticism
that he wrecked the Orioles, but he's never really said he liked the Orioles. Well, I'm assuming. It's weird. In the state, in the middle of the state, up, there's this Oriole affection. York,
yeah.
Pennsylvania, they're more Oriole fans than they are Philly fans.
Why?
Because it's a straight track down that way from where York is located in Pennsylvania. It's almost like closer than Philadelphia is. Yeah.
This team has a defeatist mentality, a losing mentality. Andy McPhail to actually come out and to say, if we don't, we don't, should be fired right away.
Well, he's not going to get fired. I mean, the reason why he has license to say that is because he's got security within the organization. They all have security. Nobody's going to get fired. This is their baby now. I mean, Middleton hired McPhail, hired Klentak, hired Kapler. They're all in it together.
Like, you're saying Ben Simmons don't want to play in the FIBA tournament? What about the Sixers? He just signed a $170 million extension. That could be the Sixers saying, listen, you sign this, and guess what? You're not playing in FIBA. Why is it on Ben Simmons?
No, the Sixers wouldn't have said that. The Sixers want him to play as much as possible. That contract's guaranteed. The risk of him getting hurt is in every NBA game, for crying out loud. He's got to play and learn a craft.
The point of the matter is, he could have re-signed or traded for Cole Hamels last year at the trade deadline, and all it would have cost him was two bags of baseballs. Didn't want to do it. He could have picked up Keiko this year. Didn't want to do it. Mike, you're talking about a pitching staff that doesn't have a left-handed starter in it.
Yeah, it wouldn't cost him just two bags of baseballs. It would have come with a $24 million paycheck as well. And, you know, we can sit here and say it's easy to make a decision like that, but at the time, Cole Hamels was pretty much leaking. Now, he's had a resurgence, so it turned out to be a mistake. They didn't want to assume the $24 million. So, you got what you got. Tonight, Zach Eflin. Good luck. Close it down, bro.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off.
Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are you?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets up.
See you later.
All right, that was sound off. Stay tuned for Andrew Salchun. It's Fanatic Baseball shows up next. NBC Sports Philadelphia. Quick Slants up next. Have a great night, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.